was such a good fucking dinner. I can't believe you let me order two appetizers. Well, I don't know, my ex would have... You know what? Nothing. Thank you for spoiling me, baby. Yeah. I'm so lucky I have you. It took so long, but I finally have you, and really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, stupid, I can't tell you that. You'll probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean, seriously, you'd probably think I was fucking insane. Like, really, I do a lot to hide the crazy from you, a lot, and, well, I think it's probably better that way. You sure? You really want to know? You're not gonna leave me, if I'm honest? Really? Do you mean that? Nothing could make you leave? Well, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you. Before I finally got my current job, I was... No, God, this is so embarrassing. I really can't tell you. Really, you promise? You 100% swear you'll still love me and be with me and everything, right? You swear on your life? Okay. Okay. Well, I was homeless and just so depressed, and I didn't really have much hope for myself. I felt like giving up, and then there you were. You walked by. You were with some bitch, but you stopped, and you looked at me. And you really, really, really looked at me, not as some street urchin or riffraff. I don't buy that. You really just looked at me like a person. And then you gave me $100. I mean, $100, like it was nothing. And later, I know your finances and knew that you could barely afford to do that, but you still did it. And that's when I followed you. You and your little friend went on the bus. You walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close to me. I ended up moving all my things closer to you so I could watch you every day. Leaving your house. This house, actually. It was like watching you walk out of our future every day. Having you so close made it so much easier to motivate myself. I even began collecting candles over town so I could finally save up for a down payment on an apartment. It took a long time, but seeing you every day made it worth it. That's a good question. It would have taken me a lot longer to save up to get a small apartment, but there was this guy who gave me, like, $1,000 one day. He was creepy and made me feel really unsafe overall, but he told me he wanted to help and then he left. It was weird, but I'm really grateful. I owe that guy everything, but, so, yeah. Then I got my apartment, I worked my ass off, and, well, I ran into you again, and, well, here we are. No, that's it. I stopped the stalking you shortly after, I swear. Okay, well, are you sure you won't be mad? Like, really? There's definitely more, but I'm afraid of upsetting you. Yeah, I did really work hard to get where I am today. Thank you, baby. You're really sweet. Okay. Sure. There was more. Well, during our first date, I saw you type in your password on your phone, and, well, when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff in your drink that just just give you a little tummy ache. You were so quick to run to the bathroom, you didn't grab your phone, and that's when I started sending myself copies of, well, everything. Your notes, your photos, passwords, everything. This made it really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way I know it needed to be. God, that felt so fucking good to tell you. I feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders. God, this honesty just feels so, so, so good. God, I don't want to stop. Okay, so let's see, okay. Oh, remember how you really, really wanted that promotion, but that asshole in your department was such a kiss-ass and was basically gonna get it just because he was sucking up to your boss? Okay, so get this. I set up a spoof email and made it look just like his and then sent a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. They weren't even the same dick, but it worked. He fell for it and fired your coworker almost immediately. And then everyone was just told it was an HR-related issue, and guess who got the promotion? You, baby. I'd do just about anything for you, for us. Hell, that's what a good partner does. Oh, I just remembered. Drugging your food whenever we hung out, so the longer you spent away from me, the more you'd ache for me and want to be around me. You practically begged me to move in after a few months. It was really, really hard to get the dosages right, and you did get sick a few times, but I took care of you, and that made us get closer, didn't it? You were so cute and needy. I loved it. I loved, 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 loved it. God. I needed it so badly to keep having you need me. I do feel a little bad for isolating you from your friends. They did mean well. They really did. Blackmailing them made me feel really bad, but it was sort of their fault too. What do I mean? Oh, well, your friends, the married couple, they were the first. The husband, of course, was cheating on his wife, but the best part was that the wife was also cheating on her husband too. They had no idea. So all I had to do was threaten to tell the other and just let them know the only thing they had to stop to do was just stop talking to you. It's that easy. I'd planned to do something like this anyway because, well, they didn't seem to like me very much, and I knew that they had told you I had a bad vibe, but look who's talking. I'm not the one cheating on my spouse. I didn't want that kind of bad influence on you, so yeah, I made them all go away. Most of your friends were bad influences, if I'm being honest with you. I had to make them all go away until I could figure out some people who were better for you. I'm still looking, but don't look so worried. I know socialization's important for you. We'll find the right match someday, baby. You know I'll always take care of you. Yeah, that's probably enough for now. I think you get the point. I love you, baby. There's so much I've done to make sure our relationship works. I've done just about everything I can, and look how happy we are. Wasn't this the best date ever? I've never seen you have so much fun. And now we're here. Back in our bed, happy, drunk, and an entire life ahead of us. Come on, give me a kiss. I want you so badly right now. Being vulnerable really makes me horny for some reason. Crazy bitch? What is this? Some kind of roleplay shit? You're such a freak. I love it. But you said I could be honest. You said to tell you the truth. You said you'd love me, no matter what. You lied. You lied, you lied, you lied, you lied, you lied, you lied. You lied. You lied. Why did you lie? You said you love me no matter what. Why are you leaving me if you said... you said you had thought you loved me. I'm sorry. I feel things very deeply. I need you to sit down on the bed. Just stay there. I'll be right back. Drink. Now. Come on. Drink. Now. I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I feel awful admitting it all, but it's the truth. I am obsessed with you. I'm sure you don't want to hear about how I systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship. It wasn't a mistake. Drink. It wasn't that I wanted to control you, I know that now. I just wish I knew I couldn't be happy imagining you dating anyone else, kissing anyone else, and I wish things could just go back to the way they were before, but I only see one way for that to happen, especially after the things I've done. Drink. Oh, baby, I realize how this all must sound. You're such a good person, I know that. I made sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of this. It's an awful feeling, this obsessiveness. It feels like a slow rot, the way it just twists and turns at your insides. Drink. The truth is, I'm not really that good of a person. I get jealous, I get crazy, I feel selfish all the time, but the way you look at me, the way your eyes light up when I come home from the store, it makes it all worth it for me. I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I may have been homeless for a while, but I'm not stupid. I knew you were the one the second you looked at me sitting up against that wall begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you. All my life, I wanted to find a love that made life worth living. Drink. So, I made sure to never let you see who I really was. It worked like a charm, too. You were so happy to have me in your life. Every aspect, your family, your friends, your job. I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. A life straight out in the movies. At least... at least that's what it felt like to me. And I needed to keep that. I needed to keep that forever, and I was so close until you told me to be honest. You told me. You wanted me to be vulnerable. You made this happen. Drink. Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie when you said you'd love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this. So pathetic. Sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and panic thinking you were gone, only to hear you in the bathroom. I'm so scared of losing you. I know what I've done, the bad things, terrible, awful, evil things. I don't know if I'll ever regret them because I liked how it all felt. I wish I didn't, but I do. It's hard to feel guilt for something you did for love. Finish the bottle, baby. I need to clean this up, all of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. I can continue to be who you want me to be if you'll just stay with me. Would you do that, please? I can't lose you. It'd be too much. We can love each other. I'll do that for you. I know you still haven't proposed, but I found the ring, baby. You hit it so poorly. I know you're ready for Till Death Do Us Part. That's all I need, just you and me here in this home. And all I really want is to be loved. That's what you've always given me. I need you to keep giving it. Thank you for listening. I feel a bit better talking it out. Just lie down, baby. I'm gonna take care of you. My sweet, perfect man. So gullible. So trusting. That's because you believe in the good of the world. You believe in the good in me. That's enough to keep me going. I'm gonna take care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all of this. And we go back to our happily ever after. There you are. I can't believe you're this hard even after drinking that much. I know you're gonna be so sick later, but I'll be sure to take care of you then. Just like I'll take care of you now. You know, I can finally tell you my secret about how I give the most perfect hand jobs ever. That's because I watched you, baby. I watched you every chance I got. Watched exactly how hard you gripped. How fast, how long the strokes were. Whether you played with your balls, finger, your ass, all of that. I looked for so that the first time I jerked you off, you'd feel right at home. I remember you came so fast, and you were shocked at how good I was. I remember that embarrassed you, so I took it easy on you the next few times. I didn't care. I'm good at being patient. So good at it. Tomorrow. But it doesn't matter. I have you all to myself. And that's what matters most of all. That's what matters, baby. So impressed aggressive. You're staying so hard for me. You must really want it, huh? Your body knows what it wants. No matter how much disgust or fear you feel, you're mine. 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 Getting close, baby. I can see your balls tightening up. Oh, I love that. I love knowing exactly just how your body works. I love knowing everything about you. No. I think we're not done. I think it's time we started thinking about our future, where our life is heading. No, 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 don't even try to fight it, baby. You're so fucked up right now. You can barely move. That's fine. The only thing I need you to do is just lay there and let me take care of you. I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard and you're gonna fill my womb up with all your gum. I haven't been on the pill for 3 months. Not that you noticed. I'll just tell you I'm gonna go take my birth control and you never even think to look twice. Sometimes I'll crinkle a plastic bag to make it sound like I'm doing something, but that's all you need. You trust so easy, baby. That's why I love you. Oh, that's why I protect you. Now, be a good boy and give me all that cum. God, staying hard even now. I'm surprised you haven't come yet, needy boy. You need this more than you can possibly fucking imagine. Your body aches for this. Oh, I can feel you twitching in me. Do you really like the idea of knocking me up that much? You didn't even know how risky it's been in these last 3 months. I'm sorry for lying again, baby, about the birth control, but I had to. I need us to be together. I need you to stay with me no matter fucking what. And that means we're gonna have a family together. No matter what you say, you're gonna stay with me. You're gonna stay with me. I'm gonna fucking make sure of it. I'm gonna fucking make sure you can never leave again. You're too good of a person to. You would never leave me to be a single mom, right? You love me too much. And just think about what the people left in your life would say about you being a deadbeat dad. Not that you have to worry. It's not like there's anyone really left anymore. Fuck. I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I need you with me forever and ever and ever and ever. And I need you to forgive me. And I need you to stay with me no matter what, okay? I'm getting so close, baby. I want us to come together. I'm gonna come while you put all your cum in my womb. Give it all to me, baby. Don't hold back. It's okay. You won't even remember any of this in the morning. You'll be happy again. I'll be happy. We'll finally get our happily ever after. We'll get a family. We'll have it all. Oh, yes. You're coming. It's filling me up so much. Fuck, that's so hot. Fuck. This is gonna make us so much closer. This is perfect. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Will you breathe me? Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck that. That was so good. Fuck. Oh, baby. Are you getting sleepy? Shh. It's okay. You won't remember a single thing. Go to sleep. So we can go back to dreaming together. Shh. I love you. I love you. I love you. Shh. Baby. Shh. Oh my god. You crazy man, you. You drank so much last night. I can't believe I let you get away with drinking that many shots. You don't remember what happened? Oh, Jesus, you were just in some kind of mood. You were just knocking him back. It was kind of cute, to be honest. And, you know, it's hard for me to tell you no. Well, I know just the perfect hangover cure, which is a nice breakfast burrito and plenty of Gatorade. I'm gonna run out real quick and grab that for you, but just lay here and I'll be back. Hmm? What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah, I love you too. Be back soon. I'll miss you.